And a very pleasant good afternoon to you on the Labor Day weekend. This is Joe Bordeaux, and we are coming to you live from an eclectic waterfront community in South Pinellas County, better known as Gulfport. Gulfport, Florida is the site today of the 14th annual Gecko Fest that I think can best be described after a quick walk up and down Beach Boulevard as an event combining the artistic energy of this Gulfport community with the colorful flair of Mardi Gras. There are already thousands of festival goers on hand, and there are hundreds of vendors. There are many live musicians performing. We've just ducked momentarily off Beach Boulevard, and in the background you're listening to Gabriel Whitney, who happens to be the owner and musician of Noisemakers School of Art in the 5500 block of Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. Well, Gecko Fest is the official end of the summer Labor Day event here in the Gulfport Waterfront Arts District. And each year, this town celebrates the end of the summer with its largest festival of the year. This is actually a town of festivals. There's a weekly Tuesday fresh market year-round here on Beach Boulevard in Gulfport. A number of other special events take place, but this is the big one that occurs each Labor Day weekend. It is dedicated to Gulfport's unofficial mascot and favorite reptile, the gecko. And this has rapidly become one of Tampa Bay's most popular events throughout the year. There's our two main stages set up at the north and south end of Beach Boulevard today, and a number of musicians will be performing, including Philip Cole, the fabulous Deltonas, Francesca, I think is getting ready to go right now on the main stage at the south end of Beach Boulevard near the historic Gulfport Casino. When we left there just a few moments ago, she was getting ready to begin. Joel and Dakota, the Paul Anthony Band, Jay Pritchard will be performing, the Rose Island Band, Soul Sessions, Three Pint Harmony, Trop Rock Junkies, all performing today. The headliners include the Double M Band on the North Stage later today, the Reese Brothers and others, all performing on two main stages at the north and south end of Beach Boulevard South in Gulfport today. Gecko Fest will be going on from 10 until 10. Got underway bright and early this morning. We're sitting right at about 90 degrees, but if you know Gulfport, you know there's plenty of shade to get out of the sunshine and cool off. In addition to the musicians here at Gecko Fest, you will find acrobats, break dancers, aerialists, escape artists, musicians, and magicians performing, jugglers, there's a fire swallower I've already seen, and more. So it really is an interactive circus atmosphere here in this waterfront village of Gulfport. RadioSt.Pete.com is live at the noon hour. Whether you're listening to us live or on our rebroadcast later this afternoon, we welcome you into the 14th annual Gecko Fest in Gulfport. Might be interesting to point out there's a little bit of history behind Gulfport that is, just like Gulfport, a little bit quirky. The original idea was to make Gulfport what is now downtown St. Petersburg. A gentleman by the name of Hamilton Diston, back at the end of the 19th century, purchased thousands and thousands of acres of Pinellas, what is now Pinellas County land, for cents on the acre. And the original idea, as the railroad came, the Orange Belt Railroad came to Pinellas County, was to run it right north and south and continue on right here to where the Gulfport Casino is, a couple of blocks from me now, and run a pier out into the water and make what is now Gulfport the major metropolitan downtown area. However, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Williams and his wife in St. Petersburg intervened and wrote a letter to Peter Demenz, who was building the Orange Belt Railroad, and invited him to dinner. And at Mr. Williams and Mrs. Williams' dining room table in what is now downtown St. Petersburg, they struck a deal. And the deal was to have the railroad make a sudden left turn and head down to what is now downtown St. Petersburg. And the rest is history. And the downtown area was built in the early part of the 20th century. It has had its ups and downs. And since 1990, downtown St. Petersburg has had a major resurgence and is now a booming, bustling arts community on the bayfront in St. Petersburg. Well, meanwhile, through the early part of the 20th century, Gulfport, which had been left by the railroad, had a number of incarnations. It was a distant city for a long time. They attempted after World War I and the Spanish-American War to make it a veterans community, and this community of Gulfport to become known for a time as Veterans City. During that part of the century, the trolley came west from downtown St. Petersburg, came out here to the Gulfport Casino, and so for many years, folks from downtown St. Petersburg would come out to Gulfport to vacation and also party on the docks here in Gulfport. Well, in recent years, the last few decades, this has turned into a perfectly delightful place to come. It is definitely an interesting arts community, a number of wonderful small shops, fine dining restaurants, beach bars, and some nice places to stay, including the Peninsula Hotel. But it is turned into a real gem of Pinellas County after an interesting long history. Well, today, on Saturday, the 30th of August, on Labor Day weekend, Gulfport is celebrating with Gecko Fest, the 14th annual event featuring many, many live musicians, street entertainers, vendors, crafters. There have got to be several hundred crafters along about a six-block stretch of Beach Boulevard South here in Gulfport. So you have plenty of time to get out here if you're listening in the local St. Pete and Tampa area. Gecko Fest will be going on until 10 o'clock tonight. There will be street dancing later on and a street party as the sun begins to go down this evening. But it is definitely one of the key places to be here over the Labor Day weekend. You are listening to RadioSt.Pete.com online and on our various iTunes radio, as well as on our own mobile apps, on the TuneIn radio app for smartphones and mobile devices. We took a look right before we went on the air, and many of you are listening in the Tampa Bay area, but also we greet you in the United Kingdom, Germany, California, and Japan, tuned in live to this broadcast today from Gulfport, Florida. This is a big college football day, obviously. The University of Florida Gators will get underway. The number one ranked Florida State Seminoles will take the field this evening. Both of those games are under the lights. Full schedule of college football, of course, all across the nation today, kicking off primarily at this noon hour. We invite you down to Gulfport. We have not mentioned the parking situation, which is excellent. They have very well-marked off-street parking as you drive into the historic area of Gulfport, and the Gulfport trolley is running today to bring you from your car to this several-block area of downtown Gulfport. So you can walk if you like, but you don't necessarily have to. There's a website for this event. No big surprise about that. GeckoFest.com. GeckoFest.com. That will tell you about the parking, the performers entertaining, etc. In the background, you have been listening to Gabriel Whitney, and you can read about Gabriel and the Noisemakers School of Rock by visiting noise-makers.org. That's noise-makers.org. The 14th annual Gecko Fest from Gulfport, Florida.
RadioSaintPete.com.
Music of the Rose Island Band on the North Stage along Beach Boulevard in downtown historic Gulfport, Florida, scene of the 14th annual Gecko Fest. There are several thousand folks down here milling around, taking advantage of about five blocks worth of vendors and artisans of all kinds. And we're beginning to walk south now on Beach Boulevard, past really quite a variety of vendors. Let's stop off and say hi to a guest at Gecko Fest. We're live on RadioSaintPete.com. Are you local folks?
Yeah, we're in St. Petersburg.
Oh, terrific. Is this your first visit to Gecko Fest?
Yes, I heard about it last year, and then I wanted to come. Yeah. So,
well, how would you describe it?
It's kind of like a hippie fest, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's been described as the Mardi Gras comes to the arts community, and it's kind of a combination of all kinds of things.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite thing so far?
Well, we just got here, so we're liking the music, and the local artists are really cool. So,
got her that necklace.
Oh, really? Red, describe that.
I can't describe it.
It's beautiful.
Kind of an awful thing, isn't it?
You want to say hi?
Hi.
And you look like you're a Tampa Bay Rays fan.
Are you a Tampa Bay Rays fan?
Yeah.
Are you?
Go Rays!
Yeah, go Rays!
All right, very good. Well, there is still a mathematical chance that we'll be in the playoffs. Anyway, thanks for letting me interrupt you. Enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Okay, right. Some local folks along Beach Boulevard here enjoying Gecko Fest. Lots of sunshine today. It's about 90 degrees, but there are plenty of shade trees and places to duck away off Gulf Boulevard and enjoy the scene. Pet treats being sold. There is various arts and crafts of all kinds. Just a whole variety of vendors, including here's Painkiller that will treat psoriasis, shingles, wrinkles, and blemishes. Or why not enjoy a cold beverage in a thermos cup that's being sold today. Then we have jewelry, and we have our radio friends from 88.5 WMMF here today, as well as Radio Disney. And right straight ahead, we have one of the many street performers along Beach Boulevard today. And I'm going to say these folks are some combination of break dancers and acrobatics. And there's a crowd of about 200 people gathered right here in the middle of the street watching these break dancers dance. And that's just one block of Beach Boulevard from the north end. The activity goes all the way down to the historic Gulfport Casino at the south end, where Francesca is performing at this particular point of the day. The entertainment will continue here at the 14th annual Gecko Fest right up until 10 o'clock this evening. There will be street dancing under the stars later tonight, and lots of fun. Of course, all or most of the great businesses are open today. All of the interesting, eclectic shops, gift shops, art, etc., as well as the fine dining restaurants and the many beach bars here in Gulfport as well. This is the biggest annual event in Gulfport, celebrating the unofficial mascot of this South Pinellas County town. So as we wrap up our live broadcast today from the 14th Annual Gecko Fest, let's listen once again to the Rose Island Band on the Tampa Bay Times Bright House stage.
I can't wait till the moment's come. When you come, my heart will be waiting. Venturing into the mountain run. When you come, my heart will be waiting. To be sure that you never know. There and then all my dreams will come true. There and then I will make you my own. But you know the
Rose Island Band of St. Petersburg performing live on the North Stage at Gecko Fest on Beach Boulevard on Saturday, August the 30th. Still plenty of time to come out here. Gecko Fest will go on until 10 o'clock this evening. There will be street dancing, etc. There are two main stages and then a number of other performers performing great music all along Beach Boulevard. There are several hundred vendors. There's plenty of food, and it's all free for the entire family.
Radio St. Pete.